From JMIS, JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, this Thursday morning. Very good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Mr. All out of the blocks again this morning and no change expected.
No, we have the official cash rate review at, this morning. RBNZ up to the plate at 9 o'clock. No change expected to the official cash rate. Mike, it's not a monetary policy statement. It's just an official cash rate review. So short on commentary, just a press statement, no big weighty document or press conference. But, Mike, as per usual, there will be the microscopic specific examination of words and phrases and any indication of their outlook. But I think that might be a bit misguided today, actually, Mike, because I think there's a potential that Adrian Orrin has, this is another sort of new part of his sort of bedding in process as the new governor. I think he could rewrite and refocus the communication. So I think you just have to take what's read at face value and just look at it and just say, right, well, that's what he means. Don't read too much into it. Just going back to the previous communication, there was plenty of focus on the fact that the RBNZ said the next move could be up or down, but they also said that the OCR will remain at 1.75 for some time. So now Mike, just actually looking at this in terms of the outlook, there are a few factors I think that need to be balanced out against each other on interest rates. And weighing on the side of a more dovish approach, you've got this week business conference, we're going to talk about that. You've got a bit of nervousness over the global economic landscape, trade wars, and there is this unknown potential impact of Ambovis on the agricultural output. And sort of if you weigh against that, you've got potential inflationary pressure from higher wages, slightly weaker New Zealand dollar, that's on the TWI basis, and higher oil prices. But my gut feeling at the moment is that the risks are very slightly more biased to the dovish side. But, Mike, I've been wrong before. It has happened. Not often.
Was checking those stats the other day, and you're very, very rarely wrong. In fact, you need a microscope. Now, speaking of this confidence business, yet another one, June was not good.
No, this is the ANZ Business Outlook release yesterday. Now, the title tells you it all. It's called June Gloom. And confidence in the survey has fallen, and businesses' own outlook has fallen as well. So if you'll give me the latitude of a very small piece of editorial here, Mike, this doesn't feel like junk. We are getting a consistent message across a range of surveys, and it doesn't feel smart to ignore or to discount what now feels to me like reasonably robust evidence that these forward-looking indicators are suggesting a reasonable probability of potential weakness in economic growth up ahead. I think you have to take that as read. Yes. Now let's have a quick look at the details. Headline business confidence, importantly, firms' view of their own activity fell. So you've got a net 39% of people are pessimistic. That's not a great headline. But look at firms' view of their own activity. It dipped from plus 14 to plus 9. It's positive, but it's not by much. If you look through that number, retailers least positive, manufacturers most upbeat. Now, if you want to look at an indicator that does have correlation with growth, you look at their composite GDP growth indicator. That combines business expectations and intentions and with consumer confidence. Now, that is pointing at GDP growth around 2%. Now, remember the first quarter, we had year-on-year GDP growth of 2.7%. So it looks like we're losing a bit of momentum. And I mentioned this last week, Mike, or was it 2 weeks ago when we got the GDP numbers? Treasury forecasts are for higher growth. Well, closer to sort of 3%, you get lower growth. What do you get, Mike, when you got low growth? You get potentially lower tax take. Yep. So less money for the government. So this is important.
Yes, it is. Now, tell me about CBL Corp. We got an update.
Oh, yeah, look, just very quickly, the saga of CBL Corp continues. The troubled company has now got more problem. It's under investigation by the Serious Fraud Office, so there could be some very nervous people within there because the Serious Fraud Office means, you know, potential criminal charges. People may be starting to get a little bit worried.
Okay, what are the numbers?
24,000. Actually, the US markets were positive, but they've just in the last 5 or 10 minutes, they're just starting to turn a little bit negative. Dow Jones, 24,246. It's down 36. The S&P 500, 2717, down 6. And the NASDAQ actually down 0.8%, 7500, down 61. So that has turned on us in the last few minutes. FTSE 100, 7621. They were up 84. The Nikkei 22271. They were down 70. Shanghai Composite down another 1% through some important points there, 2813. The ASX 200, little change yesterday, 6195. NZX 50, we gained 7 to close at 8996. Action on the currencies, Mike. The currencies, the New Zealand dollar lower, 0.6796 against the US, under 68 cents, 0.9238 against the Aussie, 0.5869 against the euro, under 52 cents against the 52p against the pound, 0.5173 yen, 74.92, gold lower, $1,254.49, Brent crude quite a bit higher, $77.83.
All right, mate, you have a good day. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Callaher, JMI Wealth, in the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.